CliffCentral.com.
It's the weekend, baby.
Yeah, good morning, everybody. What's happening? Well, the worst is over.
The worst?
Yeah, I hate doing the first show on a new anything. It's always a disaster, and yesterday was. And I just want to wipe it from my memory, move on.
Well, Gareth, the phone is still here. The phone is still alive, so there's that.
Yeah, it's not even that. The phone was like the last straw, and it's just a really... I had a horrible day yesterday, but I mean, it was a tremendous success, and I'm very happy with everything that happened outside of our show, but... it was just a horrible show. If anyone listened yesterday for the first time, I'm surprised you're back, but welcome.
Oh, what about talking? It was a good day.
No, it was a great day. I mean, everything after 10 o'clock was fantastic. It always happens to me, though. It happened, my first show that I did on 702, I think I crashed my car on the way in. Then... with 5FM, I think our first morning show was a mess as well. You know, my memory's not so good for these things. And then I definitely know our first Cliff Central show was horrible because we had Comedy Central in here with the 100 cameras and there were 23 people in the producer's booth and there was this hideous wall behind me and then my dog was here. It was just, the whole thing was just a mess. And then when we started Touch Central yesterday, I mean, everything that could have gone wrong went wrong, but, you know what? All ended up all right. A great lineup the rest of the day and just some amazing people.
Oof,
I was here until 7:30 last night. So I'm feeling pretty exhausted today, but it is Friday. So
yes.
The weekend is here for us to take it all off and relax and chill. Plus it's the first weekend of spring. And for a lot of people also they've been paid. So there's some money in the bank, which is great.
Also, some people got 10,000 rand yesterday
that's true.
You and Touch were giving
away.
Yeah,
that's true. That's also a good point. So it's all looking good. Okay, so what's happening? What is everybody doing? What does everyone have to say for themselves? What's the plan for the weekend? Anybody doing anything exciting?
Well, Gareth, I'm going back to the car show that I went to on Wednesday. It was that good.
Oh, okay. Ben went to...
The SA Festival of Motoring.
That's it.
Yeah, it's in Kailami.
Tell me a bit about
it. You know, Kailami used to be quite rough. It was a track. It was some sheds. Okay, it wasn't that bad. But anyway, and now it's been revamped.
It looked
redone.
Like the sort of place where rapists take their victims before.
Sure.
Yeah, it wasn't great. No, I mean, come on. I mean... you know what I'm talking about. They'd have events there and they'd clean it up a little bit, but everything just, it was stinky and grimy and old.
Now
and
it's like
dusty.
Proper world class, and this SA Festival of Motoring thing, incredible. So just imagine any car in the world, it's there, and then you can actually go in cars. Oh, it's so cool. So I'm going back tomorrow, and I'm going to interview some cricketers.
Excellent.
Who are also going to be there.
Good.
And I'm going to go ride the track in a very, 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 very fast car.
What kind of cars do they have there? Because, you know, some of us, there are certain cars on our checklist of things we've got to drive.
Seriously, there's everything. So the main manufacturers like Audi, BMW, Mercedes, they've got the pit lanes, right? So all their sport divisions are in there. And then you go upstairs, there's all these supercars you can see, there's great displays. And then your more everyday cars, there's even classic cars. So if you want to see like the first of a Lamborghini, it's there.
Oh, wow.
You want to see a 1920s Mercedes.
So they probably go around to collectors and say to them, you know, will you display your cars at this show?
These guys, they have exhibitions, and then you get people in tweed jackets and with brown teeth, and they like it. And there's people like me who go there, and I like it too.
That sounds cool.
There's even a snow mountain you can slide down.
What does that have to do with motoring?
Oh, one of the brands is really into fun, you know.
All right, well, what's your favorite car of the moment? If I gave you an unlimited budget.
Unlimited budget. I love driving, but at the same time, why would you not want like a big 7 Series with someone driving you?
Oh, okay.
I've come to
You'd
realize...
You go for that, a 7 Series?
Yeah.
Really?
You see inside this thing.
No, what makes it so special?
So it's like your entire life is business class, basically. You know, you get into a plane and you walk through business class on the way to your seat, which is way further back.
Yeah.
It's like your entire life basically sits in an area where you turn left instead of right.
Damn, it sounds good.
It's so good. and so good looking. It's,
I like it.
Yeah, but you go to this kind of place, and for like 3-4 hours, you feel like a child because all the cars you had on the wall as a kid,
mm-hmm.
you can now like sit in them, you can see them drive. Yeah,
sounds good. Flax, your microphone is very loud in my headphones. Can you turn it down on that side, please? It's killing me here. It sounds like a tsunami of sound when you come into my headphones. Hey, Vincent, what's up, brother?
Hi, Jared. How's it going?
Cool. I'm so happy these phones are working properly. What's news? What are you doing this weekend?
well, not much. I think I'm just going to be lazing around. I probably might go to one of the islands here in Thailand. I might be going to go to Chang tomorrow afternoon. So we'll just have to see about that, though.
You're in Thailand?
Yeah. I've been here for a month and a half. And the only thing that has kept me South African, really, is just listening to a show every morning. That's morning for me here. It's 11:08, and that's on 6 o'clock. So I tune in every day just to hear what is happening in my country and also the ship. And you guys.
Well, let me tell you.
Putting it up for me.
The message from work here is that everyone hates you because you're in Thailand. How did you get that
Why?
Gig? Well, how did you get that gig sorted out? What are you doing there? Are you on an extended holiday for the rest of your life? Are you a billionaire?
No. I wish. Look, I do some software consulting. I'm with a company called Unitar, which is like a ship engineering company here.
Yeah.
So we've got a consulting gig for about 4 months. It's going to happen until end of November. So I'm here with my fiance.
Nice.
So every weekend we take a chance to go to various places, Chiang Mai, Bangkok, and all sorts of nice places. We haven't been to Phuket, though. I know that Ben went to Phuket. Mm-hmm. I wanted to call him during that time to say, perhaps I might just fly over to Pattaya to go and see him. I mean, to Phuket, sorry, to go and see him. Because
no, Ben is not, he's not very sociable.
Yeah,
you would have hated that.
I'm terribly upset, but you must definitely go there because there are nice people on the
island.
Well, he
could have. Yeah, well, but yeah, I think I'm going to be visiting one of the islands and as we do every weekend or so, and see what happens there as well.
Yeah, there's so much to do because there's also Koh Phangan, Koh Samui, Koh Tao. Those are really cool islands. And then,
oh, I thought those were sixth position.
Yeah. And then you go on the other side to Krabi as well. There's so much there.
There isn't an ugly view in that part of the world, right?
Well, I'll tell you what. When you go up to there's an industrial place called Chonburi. There's a place called Serasha,
mm-hmm.
which is like a cesspit. It's like a sea full of shit. Like,
oh, that's
I'm not even
disgusting.
I'm not even kidding.
What's going on there?
And that's where I don't know. I think they dispose all the sewer there somehow. I have no idea. But when you take a ferry over to there's an island called Kostichang. There's a port there where you take a ferry ship. You walk around there, you swear you're walking inside a fucking massive toilet.
Oh, so, that's disgusting.
It's not the best view. But other than that, I think there are quite stunning views. I mean, even the apartment that I live in, it's just I can never pay enough for that type of view every morning. It's just too beautiful.
Wow, dude, send us a picture of that. It sounds amazing.
But don't you find it kind of strange that local Thais don't holiday, they don't do beaches because you can't have a dark skin in Thai. You're very low class with a dark skin.
Oh, really?
So whenever you go to these amazing beaches and islands, you don't see any Thai people. It's all foreigners.
They don't like being in the sun?
But like, I'd love to know where Thai people go on holiday because you never see them at their own holiday.
Maybe they just think of the rest of us going over there and they ask them about foreigners.
Yeah, you ask them about their own places. They have
hey, shut up, Vincent. Mabale's talking.
Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't realize.
Yeah, you're saying you asked them about holidays?
I said, you ask these local people about some of these places. They're like, no, I've never been there. Oh, no, what the fuck? You guys live in, like, a holiday destination, you know, of everyone in the world, a dream holiday of everyone in the world, and you guys never go to these places?
Yeah, but they probably stay in the same village their whole lives. They think the whole world is as pretty as that. They probably think the rest of the world is even better than that.
Oh, well, I don't know what the fuck happened.
Yeah.
To be honest.
All right, bro. Thank you for the call, man.
Okay. Thank you so much. Yeah. But I was mentioning to Michael earlier on that I was trying to listen to you guys on the Touch app, but there's some issues there, so I'm over back here now on Swiss Central. So it's all good. Okay.
All right. As long as you can hear us, then I'm happy. Use whatever app you need to use, but we'll figure out these glitches along the way.
Okay. Not a worry. Okay.
All right, bro. Thanks, man. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Imagine you're working, right? You're in software engineering, so you could probably be anywhere in the world, but you're lucky to be in Thailand.
Not a bad day at the office.
No. Imagine you wake up, Mubs, and you've got those beautiful seas in front of you, jungle behind you.
The and food, the cuisine.
And there's so much within like an hour and a half flight, not even.
Yeah.
Because once everything's south of Bangkok, basically, is all that islands and cool places to go to, that's pretty easy.
Sounds gorgeous. I've got an Instagram account that I follow. It's called something Planet or whatever. There are these people who just send in the most beautiful pictures of places. Now, you know, I don't want to travel. I don't really. I like being at home. When I see these pictures. No, I mean, these pictures are just absolutely gorgeous. If any of them are not filtered and, you know, taken by professional photographs or anything, and they're even half as pretty as they look, then those are places that I've got to see in my life.
But no, you know, they really are. You go to these places and you'll discover that by mistake, like the most incredible places.
Yeah. Yeah, and listen, the mountains, the lakes. I mean, in Canada, Canada's so boring, but the place, the actual geography of Canada is spectacular. God, it's something to see. They have those lakes, Mubs, that are like ice blue. There isn't even a way to describe it. It's almost turquoise in color. And then they have these black mountains behind it and these forests, these coniferous forests of just the most emerald green you can imagine. It is just unspeakably beautiful. And I wonder if it really looks like that to the naked eye. If you go there, it's kind of brown and dowdy. Or whether it actually looks like that. Because I've got friends there, and I'm gonna tell them to take pictures of their phones.
And not use the filter.
No filters, none of that stuff, and we'll see if it's as pretty as it is. All right, well, I'm in Durban this weekend.
What's happening?
I've got to do some stuff. We've got some events happening there. And
nice.
Yeah. So I'm going to take it easy, and I'll be in Durban tonight and tomorrow night. Then Idol starts on Sunday.
The live shows.
Yeah. You know how excited I am?
So is that Joburg live shows, though?
No.
Well, these are the performances. So now we've got our top 16.
Yes.
So they start performing. Hold on. I've got a treat for Friday. I'm going to blow my nose. Are you ready?
It's not nearly as spectacular as what you set it up to be.
Nah, sorry. I thought there'd be some trumpeting noises and the rest, but there wasn't. I don't know. I think it's this aircon. Come in here and then I start needing to blow my nose.
Change of season.
It could be that.
Yeah.
A lot of people who suffer from hay fever hate this time of year.
Yes. Oof.
Yeah, but I love it because it's getting warmer. I'm sitting here in a t-shirt. We're all excited about the weekend. If you have anything spectacular going on, tell us about it. 0861-555-189. Let us know what you're up to. It's also a beautiful day on touchcentral.fm, our second day of being around, the second day of broadcasting, and you are part of it, which makes me very, very happy. So stick around for that and a whole lot of good stuff. Doesn't she sound a lot like Rihanna? Era Istrefi. Bonbon. Sounds just like Rihanna to me.
Well, I guess after Rihanna did work, 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 everyone thought they could be better at being Rihanna.
But I mean, also with autotune these days, it's very easy for people to sound like each other.
Yeah, it is. No, it is. I mean, listen, she sounds good. I'm not saying she sounds horrible.
Yeah.
Just sounded to me like Rihanna. Hey, Mashlape, what's up?
Hey, 2000.
Good, man. What's happening with you?
I'm actually driving to gym now. But nice. Then I just want to say I'm happy for the whole new Touch thing. Don't you like Touch's energy?
He's amazing. He was powering through 3 hours like it was 15 minutes, and I don't know how he got the energy. Yeah. Seriously.
Yeah, unreal. I was listening to it, man. This guy, he did the show with Joe, man. Yeah, you should wait till he joins in your crazy bunch.
You know, he did that whole show. He basically he borrowed Duncan, who's been with us at Cliff Central for a while.
Yeah.
He had Kat, who'd already done two shows beforehand, call screening for him. And he had Felicity, who's doing our playlists, do the news. So I don't know where the rest of his team was.
Well, he said that his co-host is currently in Beijing.
Refilwe, yeah. But I'm sure he's still there.
Will join him today or something like that.
Cool.
But yeah, man. I know. I like it.
Good. Well, I'm glad you like it.
So what happens to Aria? Like, is he now in touch? And then what happens to your show in Cliff Central?
No, Aria can only do one show a day. I mean, it would be impossible to do both. He's doing the Touch Central show with Katlego Moaduba from 11 o'clock, from 11 to 1, every week.
Oh, okay. All right. And then you'll replace him on Cliff Central?
No, we've already got programming on there. So if you go on the Cliff Central app, you'll see there's a whole lot of other stuff going on. It's like best ofs and the rest of it. So there's plenty happening.
All right. Not a problem. And otherwise, have a lovely day.
All right. You said you're going to gym. Now, are you one of those people who goes to gym because you're fat, or are you going to gym because you're fit?
For the vitality, 3 points.
Oh, is that it, huh?
Yeah, that's all.
So do you hate
that's
it, dude?
And then go to the steam room, yeah.
Do you hate it, though? I mean, do you power through that and then just try to get out as quickly as possible?
As quickly as possible. It smells horrible in there.
Listen, steam room in the morning.
Yeah.
As opposed to what time?
Well, I mean, isn't it the kind of thing that you would rather do towards the end of the day? I'm thinking, doesn't that also kind of take it out of you?
Not really. I guess I'm used to it.
You think it's invigorating?
Yeah, the steam room's the business. It's half the reason to go to gym.
Okay. All right.
Yeah.
All right, man. I hope there are no creepy people in the steam room. No big fat guys rubbing their balls all over the seat that you wanted to sit in.
No, I'm safe.
Yeah.
I wouldn't mind being in the steam room with my body, though.
Oh, I'm sure you wouldn't.
Oh, yeah.
Do you know what? Do you want to know something, Maslape?
Yeah.
My body would really mind being in the steam room with you.
Even? Nah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Thanks, brother.
Have a good day.
All right, cool. Have a lovely
day. Bye-bye. There we go. There's Maslape. TouchCentral.fm. If you are on the app, then you will be able to hear us loud and clear with a whole lot of cool music. Otherwise, let me just explain to people who've been listening to us on Cliff Central for a while. So I'm going to break it down like I would to a kid. Because they're going to be people who are going to say, oh, well, you know, a lot has changed. Like Monwa, for example, is asking, and I know Monwa's been there from the very beginning. So he says, I'm listening live today. I'm busy with exams, so I'm lost. What's happening at the moment? Okay, first of all, Touch Central and Cliff Central, two separate companies. All right.
Two apps.
Two separate apps.
Yeah.
Two separate websites. Mm-hmm. The lineup on Touch Central has nothing to do with the lineup on Cliff Central, except that Cliff Central will be taking some of the content from Touch Central and making podcasts.
Yes.
All right. This show is the only show that is on both channels.
So you can listen to us here on Cliff Central and on Touch Central.
Right. Mabali insisted that we be on both.
I get what I want.
So that's what's in common between the two is this show. And the only difference to our show is that instead of playing two songs an hour, which we used to do, we now play three or four. That's it. Otherwise, it's the same show that you like. And if you want to suggest more changes, bring it. We're only too happy. We're going to move the news a little bit. We're going to move the sport a little bit. But you'll still get all the stuff that you want. Nobody loses. Let me make this clear. Nobody will lose. Everything good stays. So let me tell you who's on the show today. Do you want to hear this in tonight's show style? What would you prefer?
Is there any other style? I mean,
well, you never know. Some people prefer it to just be read, like the boring way, the predictable way. Okay, everybody, here it is. Today on the show, Jono Wood, photographer. Now, Jono Wood, this guy's phenomenal. He is one of those photographers who goes into dangerous places. Like, he went into the Joburg CBD over New Year to see how all that craziness that happens in Hillbrow happens.
You mean when people drop fridges and other kitchen appliances from
exactly.
their windows?
Yep. He was in Eldorado Park. Doing a documentary on gangsters. He would skip college and go and hang with the gangsters. He met a dogfighter, drug dealers, high-level organized criminals, carjackers, even a getaway driver who became his closest contact. Huh? What an interesting dude. So that's Jono Wood, a photographer who will join us. He's a young guy. He's done some amazing stuff in his life.
heard he's also
he'll be with us.
Michael's new hero.
Yes. Mike. Yes, he is. Michael's been talking about him all week.
Yeah, hasn't stopped.
Flax is, you are pretty much hero-worshipping this dude, and you haven't even met him.
Yeah, I feel like when you go join a gang to get something done, that's pretty gangster.
Okay. That microphone of yours is still hot, dude.
Mike?
Yeah, your microphone is still hot. That means it's still too loud.
The one in your ear? Or
no, you've just moved it away from your face, but there's a setting we've got to change.
I'll get tech to work on it later.
Thanks. All right, who's on the phone?
Las Vendor.
Las Vendor. Wow, what a name. Is that a girl or a guy named Las Vendor?
I'm a girl.
Oh, hey. Did we pronounce that right?
Yes, it's Las Vendor.
Okay, wow, what a name. What does that mean?
Las is short for Las Vegas.
Oh, wow.
And Vendor is... Vendor is where I was born.
Your parents were on something when they came up with that name, no?
So it's totally made up.
I make it up. Because when you come to America, I'm in the U.S. now.
Yep.
And you can change your name, you know, and then I'm like, oh, I might as well just change it to this.
That's brilliant.
No rules. You just make this shit up. I love it.
Yeah.
All right. Very, very nice. So what's up with you? You said you're in America?
Yes, I'm in Las Vegas. I'm driving home from work right now.
Nice. You know what song I think of when I think of you now? Las Vendor. Las Vendor. God, do you remember how beautiful these three girls were at the time? And they were like the hottest thing on the scene. And now two of them are gone. Like no one would. If you walked past Kelly or Michelle in the street, you wouldn't even stop to look at them. You'd be like, hey. Shame. Kelly's still hot. Didn't she pop in and visit us like 3 years ago?
She's amazing.
Yeah, shame. Poor Kelly. She's okay. She's doing fine. But Michelle, what a loser.
How much?
Jesus. Didn't her career go backwards?
Las Vendor, what are you doing in Las Vegas, though? I mean...
She's prostituting, obviously.
Ow.
I live here.
How long have you been living there?
I've been living here for 2.5 years.
Okay.
All right, well, listen.
It's my new home.
You got to be careful in Vegas. There are lots of gamblers and prostitutes and dangerous people.
Not really, actually. It's just a mess. You know that mess that the international people have about Johannesburg. It's the most dangerous place in the world, and et cetera. So it's the same thing about Vegas. We have the suburban where people live. I mean, my kids have never even been to the Strip. So that's how homey it is.
Hey, Michelle from Destiny's Child's on the line. Do you want to talk to her?
I have been homeless for about 4 years.
Michelle, are you eating properly?
I get what I can out of the trash can.
Michelle, when last did you see Kelly and Beyonce?
I don't talk about them bitches. They been me. They left me out in the cold. Now I have to turn tricks and steal TVs.
Shame. Michelle, is there anything you'd like to say to your fans?
I would like some money.
All right, get out of here. There's Michelle from Destiny's Child on the line.
You never know. Maybe she married some good guy and now she's all that weird. More than
All right, listen, Las Vendor, this line is terrible, or you're not making sense, or both, but I've got to go. Thank you, honey.
Okay, have a great day.
I love you. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye-bye. There we go. I think I disappointed her at the end because she wanted to talk all day.
Las Vendor.
Las Vendor, what a name.
So if you go to America, you'd be Las Quaqua.
Yeah, you would.
Las Qua.
Yeah. Las Qua. Imagine telling them to even say it. That sounds pretty cool. Like if that had, there's your name for your pimp ring that you want to operate.
Surprisingly, it wouldn't sound very different from some of those names that you get in America. Bola Quisha and...
Yeah. But I like Las Trois. It's got a thing to it. Doesn't that sound cool? Las Trois.
Las Trois.
Administered by Mabale Moloa. All right, so we're going to get into news and sport, and we'll check in with Anthea in a moment or two. That's coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Okay? We agreed?
I'll stay here.
Damn straight. TouchCentral.fm, baby. Love it. Song makes me happy. It's Calvin Harris with Rihanna, and this is what you came for.
Okay, so that's the real Rihanna.
That's the real Rihanna. Not that fake Rihanna we heard earlier.
I think for that song now you officially have to say Calvin Harris with Rihanna and Taylor Swift.
No, we've never established Taylor Swift in there.
She is. She even admitted it.
Did she?
Yeah. Her name's on the song.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but, I mean, when are you going to finish if you say all of that? It's a mouthful.
No, it's too much. By the way, Flax put a call on, and we've got to go to news, but he said Anonymous is on the line. So, Anonymous, good morning. How are you?
Good morning, Gareth. I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
I've just got to tell you how Flax spells Anonymous. Anonymous.
Wow. That was the third time.
A-N-O-N-A-M-O-Y-S.
Okay, well, how you should spell it is D-A-N-I-E-L-A, because it's Daniela. How are you guys
doing? Oh, hey! It's Ben's Daniela. You didn't recognize her voice, Ben?
I wasn't really listening.
Ben was sitting there like he had this dumb look in his face, like you didn't even pique his interest. How the hell do you not recognize your girlfriend's voice?
She sounded nice, yes, but I was writing something.
You could have been writing something to me, damn it.
Wow.
That's right, girl. You tell him.
I was just writing how radiant you looked this morning.
All right. Let's just explain to everybody, because we've got a new audience on Touch Central now. Ben's girlfriend, Daniela. How long have you two been together, actually?
Sure. I can't remember life before this, actually. 4 years in April.
4 years?
Yeah, 4 years next April,
Look at that.
And it is worth mentioning that Daniela is a 15 out of 10.
Oh, hell yeah.
No,
stunningly gorgeous.
Oh, yeah. People see them, the two of them walking together and they go, shit, Ben must have money.
I see. I have to say, people always ask, like, what is it about Ben? And, you know, like, all these crazy things. And I always said, you know how you talk about guys that have BMWs and are overcompensating for something?
Yeah.
Ben only has a motorbike. There is no need for Ben to overcompensate.
Wow, look at that. That's real love. All right, thank you, Anona Moyes, otherwise known as Daniela.
Well, I just wanted to say congratulations on the whole new venture. It's
thank
a partnership. It's amazing. I heard the interview with Thibaut Touches today. It was phenomenal. So keep doing all the amazing stuff that you do. If Ben is going to leave me so early in the morning, I'm glad he's leaving to go and be with his other fans, you guys.
Thank you.
So, to everyone, congratulations. And, keep on keeping on. And, Mads, I miss you. I haven't seen your beautiful face in long, so I'm going to come visit you guys very, very soon.
Yeah, pop in here one morning.
Yeah, please do. Please do.
It'll perk up the whole office.
Especially me.
Definitely. All the best, guys. Have
thank you, Daniela. All right, very good.
Bye.
I can't believe Ben didn't recognize Daniela's voice. Huh? What's that all about? If I heard a family member, I would know it instantly it was them.
Yeah, you can say that now, but no. I mean...
Gareth, of course I recognize her voice. I wasn't listening. I was putting in some facts for the sport, which is jam-packed, as you would expect.
All right, everybody, it's time for some news. Let's see what's going on in the headlines. Mabale Moloi has a quick look at everything that you need to know this morning. And it's time for your theme music, Mubs, which we haven't used for the last few days.
Thank you very
much.
What's
going on?
We are a very professional establishment here. Okay, so everyone has their individual list of priorities, right?
And right.
All of us probably have an opinion on what government should be prioritizing.
Yes.
Have a listen to the Deputy President, Cyril Ramaphosa, who was in Parliament yesterday, speaking about just one of the things that government is prioritizing. Right. That, of course, would be quieter condoms, Gareth.
Quieter condoms.
Less noise.
to develop a new condom which is called Max. The Max is for maximum pleasure, maximum protection, and it does not make noise at all. And it comes in different flavors.
Different flavors and no noise. What noise is he talking about?
I'm so confused.
What kind of noise does it come?
Sorry, what
kind of noise?
Where did this come from? Where is this a parliamentary
issue? This was in
issue?
Parliament.
If you want a grape flavor, you can get a grape flavor. If you want an apple flavor, you can get an apple flavor.
Wow.
So, according to the UNFPA, the condoms were launched in June of this year, and they replaced the old Choice brand that government has been supplying for 10 years. Now, what I particularly loved yesterday, as Dineo Ranaka so aptly pointed out, you know, there are girls in this country who miss school because they simply don't have access to sanitary products come that time of the month. But by all means, government, provide us with quieter condoms for maximum pleasure.
Yeah, that is a good point. Why do we allow people to have essentially something that's for pleasure that you should really pay for yourself? I mean, I know we got HIV AIDS that we're dealing with, and, you know, the spread of that is a major problem. And obviously we've got AZT now, which kind of brings it under control for people who've already got it, but... isn't it a much better idea? I would rather pay for girls who can't afford it to get free sanitary pads. They can attend school.
Yeah.
You know? Doesn't that make sense?
I thought it made sense when Dineo pointed it out yesterday.
Well, it sounds more like a human right, whereas Cyril's going on about... like
apple-flavored...
grape-flavored...
grape-flavored... maximum pleasure. Okay, so that's what happened in...
Isn't it so funny that this man is the second most important man in the country, and he's busy talking about grape-flavored condoms and apple-flavored... and he's holding up the packets like, here's the kind I use. So undignified.
But Cyril gets the short end of the stick here with a lot of things. Hey? Yep. He's always got to be the fall guy for the really big stuff, and now
because
he's talking,
you know,
about condoms.
If Gidlethegiza had to come in there with condoms, it would be all over the world.
It would be
within seconds. This is a condom. I don't know what this is.
It would be a PR disaster if the president had to do it. Speaking of presidents, as any power-hungry politician would do, ousted Brazilian President Dilma Rousseff has appealed to the Supreme Court to overturn the Senate's decision to remove her from office. Of course, the Senate voted on Wednesday 61-20 to dismiss the leftist leader, confirming her conservative vice president Michel Temer as the interim president. Rousseff's lawyer, José Eduardo Cardoso...
Uh-oh, sounds like a drug dealer.
Their names always come in three parts. I love that. José Eduardo Cardoso. He filed an injunction yesterday on grounds that lawyers for her accusers had made changes to their case that violated the right to due process. Now, in the unlikely event that the Supreme Court approves this injunction, all it means is that the Senate trial would have to be repeated, and then I suppose that 61-20 vote would magically change. I don't understand what the problem here is.
Get out.
They don't want you there. Why are you appealing the process when people don't want you there?
And I mean, go while you still can, because now you're making them pissed off and they're going to find other reasons to hate you that they don't already have.
And now you want to take people through some laborious process that is unnecessary.
You know what it is? Here's what it boils down to. Is a lot of politicians are not good at anything else. So they have to do this. Politics is their only avenue. They can't go out and get a job because they're shit at jobs.
Well, they were shit at being politicians.
Yes, but at least they'd end up being funded by us.
Yeah,
you know,
many are just fundamentally shit.
All right.
First, it was Future Growth who decided that they're no longer going to be a blesser to six of the country's parastatals. And now Denmark's Jysk Bank are the second money manager to say that they're not going to be giving any money to Eskom. This is probably the impact that Anthea Gardner was talking about yesterday after the news first broke. The senior manager of Jysk Bank said he could easily see more leaders following suit, and indeed other South African fund managers, including Sasfin Asset Managers and Aeon Investment Management, they expressed their support for Future Growth's move, basically stopping short of saying that they're also going to stop being Eskom's blesser. So nobody wants to give Eskom any money.
There's no money that I'm going to be paying back.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Wow, what a mess. Eventually Eskom's not going to have anyone to borrow from, and then you know what they're going to do? They start leveraging us. But they'll say, "Oh, we're going to have to load shed."
Yeah, well, this is my concern. If Eskom aren't getting this money from any of these fund managers, how is that going to affect us?
You know, we lose. Ultimately, we always lose. These things have been mismanaged horribly, and now it's going to be our problem. Let's get into some sports, see what's going on in the sport headlines. Here's Ben with the latest.
4 days until the start of the Paralympics now. And speaking of Olympics, Rio has officially run 51% over budget.
Whoa.
For the Summer Games, the 2016 Summer Games, right?
That's not good for profit.
Well, Mubs,
there's no profit.
It's actually brilliant because you know what the average over budget percentage is for Olympics combined?
Over 70%.
156% over budget.
So in other words, Brazil did okay.
Is what these things run with. I mean, you can get those most organized of first world countries. One of them back in the day ran 720% over budget. And this is the sports budget occasion. This isn't like roads and stuff like that. It's got to do with creating the actual sporting events. So Rio, 51% over budget is an absolute win, which goes to show what a farce this whole thing is. And why Malcolm Gladwell's theory of having Olympics over several venues in a country could actually be the way forward, rather than just saddling everything into one city, and you just basically the legacy is debt. Basically, when the IOC leave, they go, goodbye, enjoy your debt. In other athletics news, Carla Semenya she was just supreme again last night, wasn't she? She won the Diamond League final race, so she wins cash money, $40,000 for KiloCon promised dollars, and yep. She wins a diamond.
Wow.
She's that good.
An actual diamond.
An actual diamond, yeah. So you get the Diamond League, which is basically throughout the year. You get points, and it was the exact repeat of the 800-meter finals from Rio on the podium and everything. Only difference is Lindsay, lots of tears sharp, didn't finish 6th. She finished 11th this time.
Oh, so she's even more useless.
Yeah, she's really run out of steam there. Okay. Akani Simbini did bloody well. Unfortunately, only just being pipped to the post by Asafa Powell, so he finished 2nd in the 100-meter race. I mean, he really is a guy to watch going forward. Come 2020, this guy's going to be incredible. And then LJ Fonseca had a very credible 3rd place in the men's 400-meter hurdles. That is a hectic race, that, hey?
Sure.
400 meters is as tough as it is, but you're running hurdles in between? It's just cruel. Adrian Strauss, he is the current Springbok captain, which nobody wants. Well, he's going to retire at the end of the year.
Oh.
Now, I'm not being a dick by saying nobody wants him. It's just that he's not particularly popular. There seems to be better choices. And, as I always say, if you're going to have a new era in SA Rugby, don't transform it with a guy from the old era. I'm not saying old era as in like 90s, but I mean, yeah. Strauss has been around forever, okay? So he's 30, which is a long time. He's been in the box for a long time. Great player. He's definitely had his worth for the team. And when you think about it, Alistair Goodsteer, who we all know is very conservative, had to have a guy like Strauss in the beginning. So good on you, Adrian Strauss, because you've realized that you want to kind of move on now and get someone else who's going to be into the more settled position, rather than giving an uncapped guy the captaincy right off the bat. So good for him. It's nice to see team players in sports store. In other rugby news, tonight you'll be able to see Borland versus the Pumas in the Curry Cup. That's at 3 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
Blue Bulls versus the Golden Lions. That is the big Trans-Duxke derby at 7. And then tomorrow, Saturday, Cheetahs versus EP at 3. And Western Province versus the Sharks at 5:10. Now, there isn't much football on the go because you've got South American World Cup qualifiers. You've got AFCON qualifiers here in SA.
Mm-hmm.
In Africa itself. SA are playing Mauritania tonight at 7:05. But Bafana can't make AFCON, so, yeah. And then in Europe, you've got European qualifiers, just friendlies. But in tennis, there's the US Open going on right now. No real big seeds are dropped out just yet. Just the two from yesterday, which was Muguruza and Raonic. So otherwise, the seeds are going well. Serena is, she's not on her game at the moment, but she's still breezing past people in the early rounds. So she'll find her straps quite quickly. And cricket, Australia have done it again. They have decided to rest top players for upcoming matches. This time round, they're resting Stark and Hazelwood for the SA ODI series, which you got to kind of think, like, is this resting process going to happen in every series, or are they prioritizing this stuff? You would think that for the SA ODI series, you want all your best players.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, global seasons, blah, 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 all that kind of stuff. England beat Pakistan last night 4-0, and they are now in that series. They'd already won it. 5-match series. Pakistan just want to go home, I think. That's all they want to do right now. And in golf, Danny Willett had a really good start to his defense of the Omega Masters in the Swiss Alps. And tonight, you'll see the start of the Deutsche Bank Championships. It starts on a Friday because it's ending on a Monday, Labor Day. That's how it works every single year. More sport in the next hour, including more about the Italian Grand Prix, which is taking place in Monza this weekend.
Okay. Thank you, Ben. Quick look at the sport for this morning, and it's time for Anthea to give us a look at the money.
She looks hard for the money, so hard for it, honey.
This is Anthea singing, by the way, for those people who don't know.
She's very multi-talented.
Exactly. So she sang her own theme song.
Yep.
Good morning, Anthea. How are you?
Good morning, Gareth. All good. Market's interesting. We had another $2 billion day yesterday, ooh, although we did have a negative close.
Yes.
Banks, retailers under pressure again yesterday. And then we had some disappointing economic data from the U.S. Manufacturing contracted in August, and that really just dragged global markets lower. The U.S. eventually closed higher, but the weaker dollar, of course, helped the rand a bit. We're currently trading 14.59 against the greenback. And then in company news, Famous Brands announced yesterday that they are buying the UK-based Gourmet Burger Kitchen. Not a small deal. It's £120 million, so 2.1 billion rand.
Wow.
Uh-huh. But when they were working on this deal, they hedged out their rand or their currency at 17.90 to the pound. It's now 19.37. So an absolute stroke of genius, because that adds 1.2% to the value of the deal, like just for doing that one simple transaction. And then I quite like one of my very funny analysts yesterday said, isn't it ironic that Brexit and the weaker pound now means that foreigners can buy up their assets? And he's probably got it spot on, you know, because it obviously would have cost a lot more if it wasn't for Brexit.
Right.
And then just looking at the metrics, if you assume that they raise debt in the UK at the interest rate of about 5% and similar earnings to Famous Brands, then the deal is 10% per annum accretive to Famous Brands, which is very nice of Kevin Hedewick to leave for his successor, because you know he's leaving, I think, at the end of this year.
So you're saying he's lumping his follower, his successor, with something horrible?
No, good. It adds 10% to the earnings.
All right. It sounded like you were saying it was bad.
Oh, no. I think he's done very well. I mean, I think it's interesting that they're going offshore, you know, and this brand, this GBK Gourmet Burger Kitchen, it was started a while ago and it's very popular. But I think there's a lot of competition in the UK for it. So they're going to have to extract value from that. And they're probably going to bring it to South Africa, where there's not that much competition. You know, we've got, Rocamamas and Spur and in that kind of league, I'm guessing.
Right.
Yeah. And then Mr. Price was down another 9% yesterday. So of the 30 billion rand that was traded on the JSE, Mr. Price made up 1 billion rand of that trade. So just in the one share. I mean, huge declines, which is very peculiar for this stock. 25% down in 2 days. And I must be careful here, because you know I love this stock, or I have in the past.
Yeah.
And I'm very tempted to pick some up at this level, just like for a nice short-term trade. I feel like it's been overdone. But maybe I'll just wait until it settles down. And in fact, we saw something very similar to this in the U.S. earlier this week. You know the Abercrombie & Fitch brand, which is also the clothing retailer?
Mm-hmm.
The share fell by 20% in one day after it put out a trading statement. For them, for Abercrombie & Fitch, it's very much about this competition, or that they're losing market share to what we call fast fashion. So the H&Ms, the Zaras, the cheaper brands of the world. So consumers definitely shopping down. And I think Mr. Price certainly must have lost market share to H&M and Zara, kind of, and probably also Cotton On, you know, kind of the new foreign brands that have come into the market in the last year and a half. But I think if you're talking about consumers shopping down and looking for value for money, then I reckon Mr. Price should be able to bounce back.
Okay, well, let's hope so, because you have been a major advocate for that share for a long time.
Indeed.
And maybe maybe it's just as a result of the market just not being terribly friendly to retail at the moment.
Indeed, yeah, that's probably it as well. And then I see a couple of other asset managers have joined this discussion around supporting SOE, so the Danish bank Jyske.
Mm-hmm.
They said they also have concerns about South African SOEs and they're going to stay away. Alan Gray, pretty much the same, but Old Mutual, not so much. Old Mutual have turned around and said that they've built up broad and deep relationships with SOEs and will continue to support them.
Ooh.
Yeah, so, you know, to be honest, as an asset manager, I mean, I think your first duty is to your client. So you've heard me criticize companies that don't perform or that have governance issues, and I'm very happy to sell shares in these companies. And quite frankly, I think the SOEs should be treated in exactly the same way. You know, and I know there's a lot of discussion about some of the SOEs, like AXA, for example. I looked at their balance sheet a while ago, and they're fine. You know, they've managed to hold their own strong balance sheet, managed to have a generate profit. So no reason why the others shouldn't.
All right.
Asia's a bit choppy this morning. We've got the U.S. non-farm payrolls out this morning. You remember last month, they created 255,000 new jobs.
Yep.
This month, we're hoping for 190,000. I think if it comes in any higher than 190,000, you'll see some fairly strong dollar moves going on this afternoon, which, of course, will translate into a weaker rand.
All right, Anthea.
So we'll wait and see.
Thank you very much. We'll check in with you on Monday.
Super. Have a good weekend.
Anthea Gardner, look at the markets. The Money Shot on touchcentral.fm. And if you're on the app, it's right there for you to listen to. Touch of a button. You can also message us directly from the screen. And let us know what's up. Let us know what your plans are for the weekend. It's all happening, baby. On a short trip to the news and everything else.
CliffCentral.com.